I could find a magic carpet that'd really fly. I'd become a big fan of carpet. You know when I didn't? You know when I became a non-fan of carpet? When I opened my remodeling company way back in 1978, and I picked up the first old carpet that had to come out of a room that we were going to remodel. When Larry and Kelly, when I saw everything that was trapped underneath that carpet, I thought, ooh. And then how many pet-stained carpets have y'all removed that?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I bet. We're going to talk about those kind of issues a little bit later. Let's see if we can go to the phones because we do have people loading up on topic. We'll take your question on any topic on home remodeling improvement, 1-888-767-4348. But we've got a lot of people here who want to know about particular questions concerning their carpet. Let's welcome Randy to the conversation. We appreciate you calling. You're on with Rosie on the house, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet.
I have some carpet. House that was installed three different times from the place we purchased it from, and they tell us that it's called snowing, where you walk on it and the carpet feels crunchy. And originally they said that that was too much of the stain protection was applied to it, but this is our third time they've replaced it and it's still occurring.
And now, when they pull it out, they do something to it and put it back in, or they're putting in all new carpet each time?
They're putting in all new carpet each time, and it's the same brand and the same style and everything.
Okay, we have a common denominator anyway. Yeah. Larry, have you ever heard of carpet snowing? Does that term
that's a new one? I'd like to get some more information off the air from him and check into this and see.
It hasn't been laid and then cleaned or anything like that. That's how it's coming straight from the mill.
Correct. And they actually, we first discovered this when we had to do our first carpet cleaning. I called the company to set it up, and then I explained to them what was happening, and that's where they came out and inspected it, sent out another inspector, and they determined that it was the manufacturer, and that's where they started replacing it. But it's still occurring. They finally just said, you know, we don't know, and they gave us our money back, and we kept the carpet.
Oh, for heck. Well, whoever you were dealing with seemed to be committed to having you satisfied as a customer, but this particular issue, I've never heard the term snowing carpet.
Did they send out an independent private inspecting firm?
Yes, twice.
And did they give you a report?
They didn't. They made the report and then submitted it to the manufacturer.
Interesting.
Well, I can tell you that if you replace it, Randy, you might think about going to a different brand, a different style, because this is particularly unique, and I think the common denominator is something in that particular product
Yeah, there's some variables there, type of yarn and the price range and the quality of yarn that might have a bearing on that.
Yeah, it's good to know that whoever installed it stood behind it, got out there, replaced it three times, and finally gave him his money back. I think that's about as fair as you can do other than have him buy a new carpet. So we appreciate that. Here's a question that we're going to talk about a lot later in the show. It all has to do about pets. Priscilla's calling from Goodyear. Welcome, and thank you for calling Rosie on the house, Priscilla.
Hi, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I think carpet is a necessary evil sometimes. And I, too, will always have pets in my life. And I have those stains you're talking about, so I can't invite you over till I get my carpet picked up. But hey, two dogs, my backyard is either what you call decomposed granite or quarter minus, however you guys want to call it.
Okay.
And so this is the second time I've cleaned this carpet. I had one company come out, which they come out and put this chemical stuff on and take a mop head and just mop it around, don't really suck it out. Well, then your stains come right back.
Okay.
Then I had one that came out and steam cleaned it and still not real satisfied in its carpet. So I don't know if your topic is we're staying on carpet. I would like to try something different. There's this new products out with cork, linoleum. I mean, where, what? I don't know where to go to.
Boy, if Priscilla walked in y'all's office and wanted to talk about the perfect floor covering for dogs, where would you lead her?
Well, we get that question a lot, actually. And most floor, pretty much all floor coverings are not going to warranty against pets. The floor coverings that works that work the best with pets would be a hard surface like tile. However, we have a carpet manufacturer with Mohawk where they've introduced a new carpet fiber that they've labeled Smart Strand.
They got coverage on that in the Wall Street Journal just a couple weeks ago.
It's a really interesting product. They use corn in part of the manufacturing, so it's a renewable resource. And they are warranting against dog and cat stains. However, you might still have issues with odor.
There's the however that would catch me every single time. Priscilla, we're going to break for bottom of the hour news. We're going to come back and we're going to be talking about what to do with pets. Of course, in my book, the thing with pets is leave them outside. But it sounds like you're not going to consider that. So we have a lot of pets, and I actually been forced to have an indoor pet as well. Little King, our little white schnauzer. But we're going to talk more about pets. And Brian, I see you're on hold. I promise we'll get to you right when we get back.
On the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.